We are seven lines up from the bottom on Nun Ches Omer Aleph. So now we have another story regarding the touching of wine, although this case, they're not necessarily touching the wine directly, but what would be the halachic status? So we have the following story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Nehorai, Havu Yosfu, the Kashasu Chamra. They were sitting and enjoying some wine together. Asa Hahu Gavra, a certain man showed up, Amrule, and they said to him, Tashkinan, pour us wine. Which is very strange that some random guy is showing up and they're asking him to pour them wine. But nevertheless, I'm not aware of the pleasantries that were done in those days. Lebasar derama lakasa, after this random fellow poured glasses of wine, refilled their glasses of wine, igloi milsa to ovid kochavim hu. They realized, oh my gosh, this person was an idolater. So the question is, what do we do with the wine? Is the wine usur or not? Chad usur afilu bihana. One said the wine is usur even to get benefit from. Bechad shari afilu b'shasiya. And one said, no, you can even, it's not only can you get benefit from it, but you can also drink it. And again, this is a bit of a different case from the previous cases, because the previous cases of Yain Nesach is when the Ovid Kochavim is touching the wine with his hands. And then we had a discussion with, even when he's not intending, didn't intend for Yain Nesach, but he touched it with his hands, that's a different story. Here, he's not touching the wine necessarily, he poured the wine. But one opinion said that it's Asr even Behana. So Amar Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, Manda Asr Shapir Asr, Manda Shari Shapir Shari. That both opinions are right. What do you mean? They both have their rationale as to why it should be Asr Behana or Mutter Bishasiya. Manda Asr, according to the opinion that says that the wine should be Asr Behana, Meimar Amar, what's the logic? The logic is as follows. Meimar Amar, the Obed Kachavim will say as follows. Salkadaita de Rabbanan, Kihani Shechra Kashasu. Is it possible that these Chasheva rabbis are only drinking beer? It's not pasnish for rabbis to be drinking beer. It's not appropriate, not covered. Elevate Chamru, they must be drinking wine. Clearly, the assumption here is that this random person who showed up, whom they asked to pour wine, or who asked to pour for them, he didn't know that it was wine. They just asked him to pour, so he just poured. So he made a chashman. It must be that it was wine. What else would it be? Venaske, and therefore, he would have been menasech the wine, since he knew that the rabbis were enjoying this chashiv drink, which must have been wine. So he clearly then would have been menasech it, and not only would it be prohibited from drinking, it would also be prohibited from benefit. But again, the question is, and we'll discuss it a little bit later, is the fact that he just, and Rashi alludes to it here, is that he didn't touch the wine though, he just poured it from the bottle. So why would that make it Asr Bihana? Maybe we can say it's Asr to drink because he's kind of connected to it, but to go so far to say it's Asr Bihana too? So Rashi here says it could be Asr Bihana because maybe he might have not only poured it, but he might have touched the wine as well when he's pouring. Anyhow, man deshari, shaper shari, and says Rav Shuv and Levi, and the opinion is says that it was mutter even to drink. That's also, he has a rationale for it, which is as follows. Meimar Amar, the Ovid Kachavim probably made the following cheshbon. Salka daitach derabanan, ki hani chamru kashasu, v'amar leili didi tashkinan. Is it possible to think that these chashav rabbanim are gonna tell me to pour them when it's wine? Of course not. They know that I'm an idolater. How can they ask me to pour wine? Elevade shichrahu kashas. Clearly, it was beer that they were drinking, and they asked me to pour it for them. Below naske, so there's no reason for him to be menasech the wine because he's thinking all along that it's beer, and therefore that's why the person who says it's shari, it's permissible even to drink. So granted that he was touching the bottle of wine, nevertheless, since he had no idea what it was, we can be lenient. So it was a case of shelo b'kavana, plus, coupled with the fact that he wasn't touching the actual wine, he was just touching the bottle. The Gemara says, well, hold on a second, v'ka chazi, but he can see. Can't he just look in the barrel and see, or the bottle, see if it's beer or wine? Bilalia, and it was nighttime, and there wasn't any electricity, so they couldn't tell. V'ka marachla, but he can smell it. Beer and wine smell very differently. B'charata, it's a new barrel of wine, a new barrel of wine doesn't have a special scent, so you couldn't tell that it was wine. Fakanagabe, but first of all, he's touching it, right? If he's pouring out the wine, you know, using a ladle, ladling out the wine from the vat or the cask and putting it into a bottle or to a cup, he's going to end up touching the wine, presumably. Mar says, no, benatla. No, there's no issue here. I said it wrong before. But what do you mean? He's touching it with the ladle, and therefore it's maga ovid kochavim. So he's still going to be touching it since he's using the ladle. It can't be that he's not going to end up touching it. So it's maga shelo bekavana. So he might be touching it, but it's shelo bekavana. But if usher, it should still be usher at least to drink. Maybe you can get benefit from it, but at least usher to drink. Gemara says no. Lo tzricha to kam morik oruki. No, he wasn't using a ladle and therefore inadvertently touching it. He was pouring from the bottle, and therefore what? He was pouring from the bottle, so he wasn't touching it at all. And number two, he couldn't determine whether it was beer or wine. Therefore, Gemara says, "Havali kocho shlo b'kavana." This is a case of kocho, the koach of the ovid kochavim, which generally would be something substantial or significant. Here, it's when shlo b'kavana, but called kocho shlo b'kavana. Lo gozer b'rabbanan. The rabbis didn't make a decree, and they weren't gozer on the issue of yayin nesach when it was kocho shlo b'kavana. So in this case, according to the second opinion, it would be mutter to drink because it was a combination of shelo b'kavana, and he didn't know what it was, and it was only kocho, it was only force, it wasn't actually maga, it wasn't that he touched the wine. So those are the two different approaches, whether it's usser or mutter, but it seems like we paskin that if the ovid kachavim is not touching the wine because he's pouring it out of a bottle and he doesn't know that it's wine, then we have what to rely on. We don't need to extend the rabbinic issue of stam yenam to this situation as well.